So how many of you want me to speak in Marathi? No? Hindi? No? So just a few. English? Okay, so I'll speak in English. More wanted English, though. I have to get. So I have the habit before talking Srimad Bhagavatam, talking a little bit about His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When Prabhupada was organizing Krishna consciousness all over the world, there was no internet. What? No internet. No cell phones. Only these ancient phones. You've seen some of these big black phones, you know. And actually the person on the other side, he sounded very far away. Hello! Hello! Very far. You have to talk loudly for him to hear you, because he was so far away. And this way, everything was organized through letters and telegrams sometimes when it was very important. Prabhupada would send a telegram. Stop your nonsense. So, I'll read a letter from Prabhupada. What do you think? Okay? This is from Vrindavan, 20th November, 1976. To Los Angeles. My dear Jitta Dushana, please accept my blessings. I am receipt of your letter dated 10th of November, 1976. So it took 10 days for the letter to get to India at that time. This week, I think they call it now snail mail. Devotional service does not depend on material assessment. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ahaituki Apratihata. Devotional service must be without any material ambition, and there is no material impediment which can check advancement in devotional service. This is important for the verse we are reading. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was unable to sign his name, and yet he became the spiritual master of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, the most erudite, learned scholar of his time. We should begin our devotional service in whichever position we are. It isn't that we have to learn something extra for advancing in devotional service. Savai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhaktira dhokshaja ahaituki apratiyata yayatma suprasiditi. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6. And Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojata Janate Yashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chiyadahaitukam. If one is materially well equipped, it is welcome. But devotional service does not depend on material qualifications. Hoping this will meet you in good health. Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So usually I say something about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but today I will say later, because some pastimes related this to this chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sh Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 8, Text 27. Correct? Tang manyamano nija virya shankitang yad dasta mukto niharin mahasura punas tam asajjata khadga charmani pragrihya vegena gata shamo mridhe tang manyamano nijavirya shankitam yadhasta mukto niharin mahasura punastama sajjata kadga charmani pragrihya veghena gata shamo mride tang manyamano nijavirya sankshankitam yadhasta mukto nirharin mahasura punastama sajjata ghadga charmani pragrihya vegena gata shamo mride tang manyamano nijavirya shankitam yadhasta mukto nirharin mahasura punastama sajjata khadga charmani pragrihya vegena gata shamo mride ladies. Him, Lord Nrisimhadev, Manyamana, thinking, Nijavirya Shankitam, afraid of his prowess, Yat, because, Hastamukta, freed from the clutches of the Lord, Nriharim, Lord Nrisimhadev, Maha Asura, the great demon, Puna, again, Tam, him, Asajjata, attacked, Khadga Charamani, his sword and shield, Pragrihya, taking up, Vegena, with great force, Katashama, his fatigue having gone, Mride, in the battle. Translation. When Hiranyakashipu was freed from the hands of Nrisimhadev, he falsely thought that the Lord was afraid of his prowess. Therefore, after taking a little rest from the fight, he took up his sword and shield and again attacked the Lord with great force. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When a sinful man enjoys material facilities, foolish people sometimes think, how is it that this sinful man is enjoying, whereas a pious man is suffering? How is it that this sinful man is enjoying, whereas a pious man is suffering? Why is that? By the will of the Supreme, a sinful man is sometimes given the chance to enjoy the material world as if he were not under the clutches of material nature, just so that he may be fooled. A sinful man who acts against the laws of nature must be punished, but sometimes he is given a chance to play. Exactly like Hiranyakashipu when he was released from the hands of Nrisimhadev. Hiranyakashipu was destined to be ultimately killed by Nrisimhadev. But just to see the fun, the Lord gave him a chance to slip from his hands. Om Jnanatam Arandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayang Rupa Kadamayang Dadhati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapada Kavalang Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitan Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitangscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Mostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshpare Prita Bhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukungaroti Vacha Langpungang Langete Grimya Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataran Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hari Om Tat Sat. Tang manyamano nijavirya shankitam yadvasta mukto nirharim mahasura punastang asajjata ghadga kacharmani pragrihya vegena gata shamo mridhe. Translation. Please repeat. When Hiranyakashipu was freed from the hands of Nrisimhadeva, he falsely thought that the Lord was afraid of his prowess. Therefore, after taking a little rest from the fight, he took up his sword and shield and again attacked the Lord with great force. Nijavirya Shankitam. So Hiranyakashipu was thinking that Lord Nrisimhadev, Shishi Rasa Brihari Ki Jai, Radha Rasi Brihari Ki Jai. He was thinking, Lord Nrisimhadev is letting me free because he's afraid. Maybe he was thinking that the Lord needed some rest also. Oh, he's needing some rest because he's too much. I am giving him so much challenge that he is now he's becoming scared and afraid of me. Because the three worlds at that point were subdued by Hiranyakashipu. Even Indra was afraid. Everyone was afraid of him. And as we can see from the previous verse, the demigods were all assembled in the clouds looking, but they didn't want Hiranyakashipu to see them in case he won. So their faith was not so good. Maybe he will win, I don't know. And they will see, and then he will take revenge on us. So better than him not to see us. Although they were encouraged when Lord Nrisimhadev was winning, they were still somewhat fearful that maybe Hiranyakashipu will win. So at this point, when he releases him, oh, they're thinking also, maybe he's strong, maybe he's afraid. No, is it possible? So they were thinking this way. What was Prahlad thinking? Was Prahlad thinking this way? Huh? Prahlad Maharaj was not thinking this way. He wasn't even thinking he personally could not be harmed because the Lord would always protect him. So he was feeling as a dependent. Prabhupada explained it's like a little boy or child who is going with their father. And they have holding the hand of the father. I think in the morning someone would have this little boy with him. So the boy is very satisfied and he feels protected by the father. Certainly there are more things greater than the father that could threaten him, but he is feeling very satisfied and protected. So this way, what is the word? Abhai. No fear. Fearless. Because the Lord will always protect me under all circumstances. So Hiranyakashipu was thinking, oh, I'm winning. Sometimes we see a cat play with a mouse. You've seen some. He plays with him, goes play. The cat, the mouse goes here. He goes, lets him go a little bit, then he gets him again, and he goes again, and then he's playing with him like this, cat and mouse. Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains that this is so the Lord will have some fun, so much fun. Because he's playing this way, he has some fun. Prabhupada also gives the analogy of a person who sees some material person having some facility. He gives the comparison, a very interesting comparison in the purport, to this same consciousness. Because sometimes material life is not always pressure, but there is some alleviation. There is some release of the pressure. Or it is not always so much pressure. So at that point one thinks and sees someone who may, due to his past karma, have some nice facility. We may think as devotees, oh look, they are in such a nice situation, and I am a devotee and I am suffering. How is this possible? Maybe I should do the same thing as he does. Then I will be happy. Sometimes devotees think, just before they leave the temple, they're thinking like, unfortunately, material nature does not spare you. The time factor, so cruel, will come and take you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, how much money you have, how much opulence you have, how many servants you have, how many nice houses you have, so many things, still time will take away your life. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am that time. So Hiranyakashipu's time was up. And when he saw the Lord coming at him and playing with him, he knew now is the time. When you're in prison, the most important thing is time. When will I get out? When will it finish? How much more time? How much more time I have to suffer? You put a scratch on, the days are going. How many here have been to prison? No one. How many have been to jail? Just me. Okay. For chanting Hare Krishna, I was in jail then. So, Prahlad Maharaj, was always dependent on the Lord, and he was always pure. Because the heart must be a pure place to receive the Lord. When you prepare a nice place that is very clean, very well decorated, and a beautiful throne in your heart, you will not pass stool and urine in this place. You will not have illicit sex in this place. You will not get intoxicated at this place. You will not eat meat at this place. Because it is a pure place. So when you make your heart a pure place, then you will not engage in any impure activities. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj was a great pure devotee. And he is a Mahajan, authorized to teach about Krishna, because he learned from his spiritual master. Who was his spiritual master? Narada Muni. That was his line, actually. Not the line of Hiranyakashipu. So in Kali Yuga, sometimes you see that continually the dust of material contamination comes automatically. When I called Bhima Prabhu, when I arrived, then he told me that he was going to give the class, but I should give the class. I said, spontaneous devotional service. Haribol. So he said, I went to my office, and after 15 days, there was so much dust that had come and fallen everywhere. Even no one was there, it was so much dust has come. So I was thinking that in this material world, automatically so much dust is continually coming and coming. So when that happens, when there's always contamination coming, what to do? What to do? What do you have to do? Any housewives here? Clean! You have to clean. Not just once. He cleaned 15 days ago. It should have been clean. Right? He cleaned 15 days. Why wasn't he clean? No, because the dust accumulated. What is it? The dust accumulated for years together. Lifetimes together. So the dust is coming. The dust of contamination in Kali Yuga will come. Automatically. Just like Prabhupada says also, bad thoughts will come. They come to Shiva, they come to Brahma, they will also come to you. What you do, that's the question, when they come. So the process is to constantly clean. So we are sweepers. This is a movement of sweepers and cleaners. How do we clean? A big cleaner? Vacuum cleaner? What is the vacuum cleaner we have? Powerful, industrial vacuum cleaner is? Chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And that's explained in the Shikshastika. Clean the dust from our heart. So, we chant 16 rounds, finished. Right? No. No. Not finished. Kirtaniyak Sada Hari. Sada means? Sat. Eternal. What else does Sat mean? Sada. Continually. Continually. Regularly. Regularly. Cleaning. 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 Because the dust is falling. Every day. So every day you have to clean. When your mind is idle, Prabhupada says that there's a saying, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So when the mind is idle, then Maya can enter easily. But if the mind is filled with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then there's no room for Maya. That means when even you have finished rounds, you should continually chant. People will think you're crazy, but still. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And those who were contaminated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would continually chant Hare Krishna. Even they would, someone would ask them something and they would respond with Hare Krishna. Could you do this, Prabhu? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. They would respond like that. So some people may think he's Hare Krishna crazy. As Tukuram's wife was thinking, Tukuram has become contaminated by this black rascal. He's contaminated, he's always chanting his name. And she was angry with Lord Vitala. Because he gave up all material activity just to chant Hare Krishna. So she went to go hit him with a stick. The Lord said, I am also trying to do something. He's giving up all material activity, and I have to cover him. How is it possible? I am also bothered by this. But the Lord protects his devotee always. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listening to us, Srivas Thakur, I think, chant the thousand names of Vishnu. Srivas Thakur. Huh? Srivas Thakur. Vishnu Sahasranam. He was chanting. Then he came to the name of Lord Nrsingadev. When Lord Chaitanya heard this Lord Nrsingadev's name, he took on the mood of Lord Nrsingadev. He grew. He got rah, rah, rah. He became very fearful. He got a stick and a club and he started chasing everyone. Rah, everyone was like scared. What's happened? When Lord Chaitanya saw that, everyone was very afraid. He came back to his external consciousness. When the Lord of Krishna appears, he appears with all his incarnations. Nrsing Ananda Brahmachari, also pastimes. Nrsing Ananda was previously called Pradyumna, but he was very attached to worshipping Lord Nrsingadev. So they gave him the name, the Lord gave him the name Nrsing Ananda. So he was one of the persons that would be possessed at times by the potency of Lord Chaitanya himself. So, one year, the Lord told the devotees, don't come to Jagannath Puri. I will go there. So through Nrsinga Brahmachari, he came there. They all prepared so many offerings. Nrsinga Brahmachari, he was a very good expert cook. He prepared beautiful, wonderful preparations. One plate for Lord Jagannath, one plate for Radha Krishna, and one plate for Lord Chaitanya. And then he, due to his bhakti, his devotion, he invoked Lord Chaitanya came there. He sat down, he ate his plate of prasad. Then he was so much in ecstasy at the quality of the prasad that he ate Radha Krishna, no, Jagannath, not Radha Krishna. Jagannath prasad, he ate that. Then he ate Lord Nrsinga's prasad. Now Nrsingananda was a great devotee of Lord Nrsinga. He was very perplexed. It was nice that Lord Chaitanya came, ate all the prasad. He liked it so much. But now Lord Jagannath and Nrsingadev, they're fasting. What to do? They're fasting. How was it possible? So then he prepared more prasad for them separately. The next year, when the devotees all went to Jagannath Puri, some had doubts that this actually happened. But Lord Chaitanya, at that point, he said, when I went to Nrsingananda's house, I went to eat prasad there. The prasad was so good. I had to eat everything. Then they knew that it was true, that he was invoking Lord Chaitanya himself. So in the same way, Prahlad Maharaj had invoked through bhakti the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even though Hiranyakashipu was a powerful, powerful, the most powerful person in the universe, if you can imagine. Most powerful person in the universe. Unbeatable. Still, by the power of devotion of little tiny Prahlad, the great power of Hiranyakashipu was overcome. That is the power of bhakti. power of bhakti is so powerful. So if there's prayer to the Lord, sincere, heartfelt prayer, anything can be done. So in our endeavors, each person has something to do. Each of you has a mission to fulfill. For Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, you have a mission. And this mission can be furthered simply by praying for the Lord's mercy. And you'll get it. And you will get it. Just be sincere and have a proper service attitude. Then you will be able to execute pure devotional service and save the world. At least save where you're in this place. Yes? Save this place. Save them. Lord Chaitanya said, if you're born in this place, here, save it. Save it. Have some compassion that the living entities are suffering in this material world. Don't think, as Prabhupada explains in the purport, no, they're happy. They're happy, and I'm doing austerities in the temple, I am unhappy. No, your unhappiness is worth a million times their happiness. So be happy in Krishna consciousness. Serve Srila Prabhupada, this great movement. Prabhupada was also Abhay Charan. He was fearless. When he went to the US, he didn't know what to expect. Many people told him, don't go. You're too old. Don't go. Materially, you will have no facility. You have no money. What are you going to do? Don't go. Luckily, by Krishna's grace, Srila Prabhupada did not listen to them. Otherwise, none of us would be here. Or things would have changed. But as it was, just as Prahlad was dependent on the Lord, Srila Prabhupada was dependent on the Supreme Lord. And he went fearlessly to unknown places to spread Krishna consciousness. And then his disciples also did the same. He sent his disciples to other places, to different places. And they also opened places. They also took this power of fearlessness and dependence on Krishna and went as missionaries into foreign places, unknown places. They were also told, don't go. But they went. And they spread Krishna consciousness. That's why Krishna consciousness is all over the world. That's why it is there. But it started with this fearlessness that we see in these words of the Srimad Bhagavatam that is calling out to us, don't be afraid. Go fearlessly. Take a book to the Prime Minister. Who is the Prime Minister? Today he's Prime Minister, tomorrow he's not. So go. No one is too big to give. We should not be afraid. That is the nature of a missionary. He goes boldly to places where no one will go and he gives Krishna consciousness. There is no impediment. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Any questions? Corrections? Doubts? Comments? Haribo! How are you?
Welcome to India.
It's nice to see you.
Thank you, same to me.
Nice to see you. It is nice to see all our friends here. Old friends, new friends. It's all I just want to say it's every time I come here and meet you again, and it is so enriching to my heart to see you all and still to see that you're still here fighting to maintain Krishna consciousness. Some have gone other places, but still I hope Krishna has contaminated you also, and you have a virus, Krishna virus, in your heart that can't go away.
Srila Prabhupada used to say in the West that you American people must have some pious karma. That is why they are born into such an opulent country. Right?
They are what?
They had pious deeds.
Pious.
That is why they are born into an opulent country like America. But it is also, if they had pious karma and meritorious deeds, they could have continued without contamination of the four regulative principles, which were not available in America. Why they were born into a place which had a sinful environment from the day one? If they had pious karma, why they were born into a sinful environment, violating four regulative principles?
So you think, you're saying that in the heavenly planets there is no sin.
There is enjoyment.
No sin.
Huh?
We consider sin something, enjoyment, apart from Krishna. So in the heavenly planets also there is like that. We consider that degraded because it's separated from Krishna. So it may be there or what else. Prabhupada, he was intelligent. He saw that America, US, the West was powerful. But India had spiritual knowledge. So he wanted to combine the two. That was his idea. Let me combine the two and make something very powerful. Make a spiritual movement very powerful. And that's what he did. So that was the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this would happen. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many had already predicted that this would happen. Yes, some devotees left because of, not all the devotees that were made devotees stayed devotees in the US. They went back to their sinful ways, you know. But that is happening here also. Now there is no place on the world where there is not sinful activities. And certainly the opulence or money that was there is now here. Some people have money, some people don't. What can you say? You know? But we should not steal the principle of thinking. This person is not Krishna consciousness and he is enjoying. How is that? I am a devotee and I'm suffering. How is that? So this same thing is there. It is in India, it is in US, it is in Europe, so many, South America, Africa. That same consciousness is there. It doesn't matter where you are. That's why Prabhupada is commenting in the purport about that. But we should not be fooled by it. Just like Hiranyakashipu was fooled into thinking temporarily that he had some power, that everything was all right. Everything is all right. Fortunately, time is telling us, no, everything is not all right because these bodies get old. They get diseased. And death is there, staring at you. Now most of you are young, but when you get older, death stares you in the face. And it is very difficult. You see the face of death, and you become aware that you have to be more Krishna conscious. the face of death. And Prahlad was speaking to his classmates. You were thinking you're young, but you can die at any moment. So, depend on Krishna. That's what caused the whole problem. Hiranyakashipu was angry that Prahlad Maharaj was converting all the kingdom. These were the sons of very influential people in Hiranyakashipu's kingdom. Very influential. So Hiranyakashipu saw this as a threat to his power. That the sons of the powerful were being converted by his own son. He was diplomatically, this is a very dangerous situation. So even Hiranyakashipu was very unfortunate. The word is, he is described as Sri Hiranyakashipu. But he is so fortunate. Why is he fortunate? Why is Hiranyakashipu fortunate?
He was killed by Lord. He was killed by Lord, ultimately.
He received the direct association of the Lord. That's one reason. He was very fortunate because his son was a great devotee. Also, Prabhupada explains. So he was very fortunate. So the hard heart, the heart of Lord of Hiranyakashipu is explained like it's stone. Sometimes we talk of the love of Lord Chaitanya that would melt stone. It was so strong. So Hiranyakashipu, his heart was like a stone. Shila is a stone. Confirmed. Shila, Tanka, Nakali. Tanka? What's a Tanka? Tanka. What's a Tanka? Tanka is a chisel. For any stone makers here? Stone carvers? No? If you want to carve stone, you take a chisel, hammer. Nakali. Nails. The nails of Lord Narsingha were like chisels on the Shila of Hiranyakashipu. Boom, 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 boom. Broke his heart, and the devotee came out by the association of the Lord and by the intervention of Prahlad Maharaj, who at the end, not feeling any rancor, you know this word, rancor? He didn't feel any, he didn't have any bad feelings, although Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill him. He didn't want revenge. What did he say? Please save him. I only ask one benediction. Please save my father. His father was the greatest demon. And he asked, please save him. So that compassion is there in our movement. And we should have that compassion. We should see how people are suffering due to the lack of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada also wrote to me a letter. See how people are suffering and alleviate them. Alleviate that suffering by giving them Krishna consciousness. Give them a book. If you can't convince them, give them a book. The book will convince them. Give them Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go Premanandi.